step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for The Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. I have tons of things to get into today, ladies and gentlemen, which is kind of the way that it's going to be during football season. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. The first thing you need to do is find the podcast link. Why? Because there's going to be stuff that's going to come across so quickly that you may not catch all of it. So download the podcast. Wherever you find your favorite podcast, look for The Rundown with Rob Sanders. The iHeartRadio app is the easiest way to do it. But iTunes, Spreaker, you name it, you can find it wherever you're at. Also, news comes across so fast, I can barely write the stuff up on my blog page. But if you've had my blog page this morning, you would have known before 11 o'clock today, 11:30, that the Patriots had cut Cam Newton, that Stephon Gilmore has been put on the physically unable to perform list because of his torn hamstring that he suffered in week 15 of last season. And you would know that Zeb Nolan is the starting quarterback for South Carolina for this week. All of that on the website, FoxSportsRadio1400.com. If you care about football in the South, you should be over there and subscribed. It's very simple. All right, appreciate the folks that were over there checking out links and everything else today. Now, we're going to get you started with some stuff from the press conferences today. And I got to start with Coach Shane Beamer. And Shane Beamer today, he did something that I applaud, ladies and gentlemen. And you're like, wait, what? Yes, I applaud this message. Because I'm always in the camp of, who gives a damn what uniform you're wearing? When the universities put out these things of like, oh, this is our battle gear for the week, who the hell cares? If you go out there and you get smoked, it doesn't matter how you look. Let's have some consistency on the uniform front. You think Alabama sits there, and I use Alabama because they're the team that everyone wants to be. Let's just be honest. Alabama goes out there with the same uniform every week. It changes if they go on the road or if they're at home. Other than that, it's the same uniform. Some idiot decided, oh, we can make more money if we have different uniform combinations. Then it was, let's put out a battle gear thing. And everybody tweets that out. And everybody loses their mind over it. No one cares. People remember what you do on the field. That's what people remember. They could care less about that. And Shane Beamer, point blank, said that today in his press conference. We'll play a little bit of that. And I tell you what, he also talked a little bit about Eastern Illinois. And it's interesting that, you know, you could talk a little bit about Eastern Illinois, but let's just be honest. It's not that they're not a good football team. They're just at a lower level of football. But he talked a little bit about Eastern Illinois and how they came up short in their matchup with Indiana State, the Fighting Larry Birds. But here's some comments about that. Of course, them, and then the uniforms, and then, of course, Zeb Nolan being the starting quarterback. Here we go.
They got better as the game went on. That was obvious. You look at it in the fourth quarter, Eastern Illinois' offense was out there for 30 plays in the fourth quarter alone, which means they were on pace to run 120 plays that night. Eastern Illinois' defense was on the field for 5 plays in the fourth quarter the other night. So it's certainly a team that got better as the game went on. I see a group on defense that flies around, plays really, really hard, great group, great tacklers. And then offensively, they've got a really, really athletic quarterback that's got experience. There's so many times going back and you watch his video from last year, you watch his video from Saturday night, that he should be sacked any other quarterback, it is a sack. And next thing you know, he's getting out of the pocket, scrambling, has his eyes downfield, and he's hitting explosive plays in the pass game. So we've certainly got to do a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage and handling their quarterback and his athleticism. And then they've got some impressive group of running backs that complement each other well. They all have different styles, and we got to do a great job of tackling them as well. But excited for the opportunity to go play. It's our first opponent, and talk to our team always. It's about us, no matter who we're playing. We started that off today with a great practice on Tuesday and expect that to continue for the rest of the week. So I know, obviously, the topic of conversation, what everyone is here today and wants to talk about, is our uniforms. And what we're credit Fink on that one. He actually mentioned doing that. So very good, Fink, is our uniforms. We're going to wear white helmets, garnet jerseys, and white pants on Saturday night. So there is your uniform reveal for the week. We are very thankful that Under Armour takes great care of us and gives us a lot of uniform options and combinations, but we're not going to get into every single week spending time and wasting a whole lot of time as a team trying to figure out what we're wearing on Saturdays. Let's worry about how we play, not what we're wearing. And I've told the players that, and they're on board. Does not mean we won't mix it up from time to time, but let's worry about preparing ourselves to play the very best in the 10, 15 minutes that they spent last year and in previous years figuring out what they're wearing. They could have been spent preparing for the opponent and getting themselves ready to play. So we'll certainly mix it up. Our players will have a say in what they're wearing. I'll certainly listen to them if there's options that they want to have, but we're not going to come out there wearing a different uniform for the next 12 weeks. I can assure you that. In all seriousness, we named Zeb Nolan our starting quarterback for this week. He's a guy, obviously, he has Power 5 experience. It wasn't that long ago. He played in a playoff game a few months ago. He is very efficient, getting us in and out of the huddle, commanding the offense, controlling what's going on out there. He has a great understanding of what we're doing offensively because he spent the entire summer, as I know he told you guys, drawing up the playbook and coaching. So we've got a lot of confidence in Zeb being able to go out there and operate at a high level on Saturday night. We're not asking him to go win the football game. We'll never ask our quarterbacks to do that. We want to ask him to get us in and out of the huddle cleanly and efficiently without pre-snap penalties. Let's hand the ball to our running backs. Let's get the ball to our playmakers on offense at wide receiver, tight end, and running back. Offensive line, let's do a great job of running the football and protecting the quarterback, and let's go play. So we're not asking Zeb to go win the game on Saturday night. We're asking him to operate the offense efficiently, and we feel like he does the best job of that right now from an offensive standpoint. We have a ton of confidence in all of our quarterbacks, no matter who's out there, Colton, Connor, Jason, or Luke, if he were to able to really come along in the next few days and be 100%. And having said that, I told Luke this morning, and telling you guys now, I'm never going to put a player out there when he's not ready to play. If Luke's not 100%, it's not worth it, no matter who we're playing. I want him to be out there and be at his best where he can do what he does best and protect his health as well. But got confidence in all those quarterbacks. Whoever is out there on Saturday night, we have no issues. We run our offense the same way, but felt like Zeb was a little bit farther along, and that's why we made that decision. But again, let's not – I know what the narrative may be out there, so let's forget about and lose the narrative of he hasn't played a football game in 2 or 3 years, and he was walking up and down the halls like Uncle Rico talking about what he did back in the day as a quarterback. He played quarterback a couple months ago. He's been a graduate assistant coach since June. So like I told you guys, when we activated him to our roster, he's played in a college football game a hell of a lot more recently than anyone on our team. Is it a little bit unique? Yes, but it wasn't, like I said, that he played a couple years ago. He played a few months ago. He's been a coach for basically 2 months as a graduate assistant when he was heavily involved working with the players and things like that also. So
there you go. Some comments from Coach Shane Beamer today. And the most refreshing thing upon that was, hey, here's what we got. A couple of things. One, he doesn't give a damn about the uniforms. That's the greatest thing ever. I mean, I'm looking for my sound effects that I can pair. This is the best I've got here. Yes. Win some damn games. No one cares about your uniform. My buddy, Gary Thrills Mills, just walked in. One of the best DJs on the planet, okay? Mills was on the Carolina band a long time ago, and he point-blank said, Gamecock fans worry about the dumbest things. No one cares about your uniform, period. He left the school in 1980 because he's old. And he point-blank said, we're more worried about how we look in our uniforms when someone smokes us. There you go with that. Anyway, the other thing that we're going to have today, Dabo Swinney had his press conference, and he previewed the Georgia matchup, but he also talked about should Clemson and Georgia play each other every season. Some comments from the head football coach up there at Clemson.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you look at Georgia, they're built in the trenches on both sides. Massive on both sides. You know, they're built to stop the run. They've led the country 2 years in a row in rush defense and yards per carry. You know, nobody's really ran the ball on them. You know, they've had a moment here or there, but, you know, really stout, very aggressive as far as how they support the run, but they're built up the middle. I mean, 99 and 95 are pros, and they're as good as you're going to find. Big, strong pocket movers, you know, they just don't get moved at the point of attack very often. And then you know, the backers, outstanding players, very, very experienced. And then those safeties, great players, very involved in the run game, physical. So, you know, this is a team built right up the middle and very, very strong on that side. So, no, we got our hands full there. You know, schematically, they do a great job. They force you to have to make plays. They don't give you anything. You got to make plays. Very aggressive in how they you know, schematically do things. And then flip side on the offense, very impressed with their quarterback. He got some great experience and some great confidence last year, you know, with how the season ended for them. Made some big plays in some critical moments, you know, down in the – you look at the Mississippi State game, you know, late in the season. I mean, they had some tight plays right there, and he made three or four throws, you know, to get that go-ahead score. They dropped a couple of them, and he just kept battling, kept putting the ball right where it needed to be. So just really impressed with his moxie. You can tell he's a good leader. He's got great arm talent. They're going to get off the bus, you know, running the football and play actioning, you know, shots down the field. I mean, there's not a lot of dink and dunking going on. You know, they got a great screen game that they will manipulate you with, but, you know, they want to run the football and they want to get the ball over the top of you. And this quarterback has the ability to do it, and the receivers as well. They've recruited very well. You know, again, good players all across the board. So, a lot of those guys we recognize from recruiting and those type of things. Some of them don't have as much experience, but, you know, they're incredibly talented. You know, Trevor Lawrence was a true freshman and won a national championship. So, good players are good players, and I know they'll have those guys ready to play. But, man, their receiving core, they got some guys that can run. Seven is, I think, a really special player. Ten's a great player. You know, three and four in the backfield. I mean, those guys are downhill runners, strong, physical. They can slip through cracks. They don't need much space. Next thing you know, they're at second level breaking tackles. So, a really good team, experienced in the kicking game, kicker and punter. So just, you know, that's why they're ranked in the top five. You know, when you go to ranked teams, you typically, I would think, start with, you know, of course, who's back from last year? What did they do? What's the track record of the program and those type of things? So, you know, easy to see why they are. A lot of people have picked them to win the national championship. Really don't have any weaknesses, you know, as a football team, you know, but they're a lot like us in that, you know, you this is a tough matchup, and there's a lot to learn about your team.
When the series was announced, but given the proximity of the two programs, the history, the tradition of both schools, this is one you would like to see played more often, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it just, you know, makes sense. I mean, you're right down the road from each other, and I mean, we've played big opponents for 12 years since I've been the head coach here. That's kind of what we've done, I mean, we've gone all the way out to A&M. We've gone to Auburn. We've done a couple of kickoff classic type things now. So, you know, I think it brings a lot of excitement to it, and certainly the fans love it. Anytime you play a quality opponent like we've played over the years, but Clemson, Georgia is not just a quality game and quality opponent. There's a tradition there and a history that I think both sides, you know, have a lot of respect for. There's been a lot of unbelievable moments in the Clemson Georgia game, you know, over the years. So I know I remember when I got the job in 08, 09, I mean, people were talking about playing Georgia in 2013. I remember that vividly. How we're going to play Georgia. It was like, I don't even know if I'm going to be the head coach or alive in 2000. I'm just trying to survive 09, and people are asking me about playing Georgia in 2013. So it's a big deal. It means a lot. You know, your proximity, fan bases, you know, living on top of each other in both states, Clemson people, Georgia people. So I think that just adds to the excitement. It's just it's what makes college football, you know, fun is rivalries like this.
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney this afternoon in his press conference, a couple of things that come out of that. He did talk about the things that Georgia is good at, which, of course, is stopping the run. The Bulldogs do a great, great job of that. And he talked a little bit about the rivalry with Georgia and the idea of playing them every year. I have said for the longest time that that should be something that happens. It's closer to Athens from Clemson than it is from Clemson to Columbia. And people get upset about that, and the hemmers and hollers in the state house are, oh, my goodness, we have to play this game. Okay. Why can't we have other rivalries within the state or things that are more geographically compliant, like South Carolina playing North Carolina? I mean, are they still pissed off about the whole ACC thing? Is that what it boils down to? I don't know. Shout out to my buddy Jonathan Reynolds, who used to be in this same time slot here on Fox Sports Radio 1400, but he is now literally saving souls. I wish that I had the capability to do that, but I don't. I really, really don't. So shout out to Jonathan, listening to the program today, and he's always got a seat right there if he would like to come in and talk some sports with us. He is a noted NC State apologist, though, and that's something that we have to work on, but he is, as always, welcome to be on the show. Anyway, we'll take calls this afternoon. What do you think about Zeb Nolan being the starter for South Carolina? The world of Twitter outside of Gamecock land is saying that there is they're starting a graduate assistant. I can't remember on the little bit of research that I've done today on that. I can't remember the last time a grad assistant actually started for a team. So there's that. I don't know exactly what the deal is with that. But you've also got the idea that Luke Doty is injured, and how injured is he? We don't know how long he's going to be out. There's that, too. And the other aspect of it, too, is that the Gamecocks are still kind of thin in the quarterback room. You know, when they have to pull a graduate assistant onto the field, that's saying a little something there. Also, the uniform thing. What do you think about the uniforms that Coach Beamer put out there? He said, this is what we're going to do. Doesn't really matter. Go out there and play. I think that's important. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Happy, happy, happy online says, congrats to Zeb. Go fight, win. There you go with all that. All right, more of the rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, around the world on the iHeartRadio app, 803-978-1832. Zeb Nolan, the graduate assistant, The young man that was sitting in with the assistant coaches, what, in July, is now your starting quarterback for South Carolina. You know, he said for this week is what Coach Beamer said. So we'll see how that works out. But I think Eastern Illinois is so far behind that he may only play a couple of series. That may actually happen. Let's head out to the phones. 803-978-1832. And good afternoon. Welcome to the Rundown.
I asked you not to trigger me today, you bloated know-nothing hack.
You called me a bloated know-nothing hack. Okay.
Only in America does a walking sack of cellulite with a fourth-grade education land his own sports radio show. Hold on for that.
I'd love to hear your sports radio show because you can only talk in about 8-second intervals that actually have some piece of thought. But go ahead. Once you send me your show, you can make that statement.
You know what your two worst enemies are, Rob?
My two worst enemies are probably my daughter's smile and my wife's to-do list.
Your two worst enemies are facts and carbohydrates.
Listen, carbohydrates.
You've got a commenter who you actually furthered his lies yesterday. He goes by LGBT Tide or something down there in the comment section.
Easy, sir.
Well, listen, he said that the prior 15 years, as far as Kirby Smart taking over, in other words, the Rick years, we were a top 10 team. Now, here's where we get off track. We go and look up the actual facts in that scenario.
Sure.
Georgia was actually a top 10 team less than half of those years.
Mm-hmm.
And three of them, they were unranked. This narrative that Kirby Smart took over some turnkey operation is a joke. Now, were they bottom of the barrel? No, they were not. But when you look at the competition he's up against, it all kind of shakes out to be even.
Okay, why are you calling and berating me for that? Why can't you just text him over here in the chat?
Because you went on air and you said, hey, that's fair, LGBT Tide, whatever his name is.
What I said was is that you can look at the five. He was, of course, talking about, let's make sure we have the context here. He was talking about Lincoln Riley with Oklahoma, right?
No, he wasn't. He was talking about Rick in Georgia.
Oh, I thought he was, the comment that I made to him was about Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma. That's what I was talking about. So, see, you took me out of context, sir.
That when you said that comment wasn't even up there, Rob.
That's what I was talking about. I mean, because that's what I remember. But I can go back and look at the comments.
Back and forth with me.
Sure. I mean, he's going back and forth with you. Yeah. Well, I mean, so your side of it is that Mark Rick left Georgia as a pothole program, or are you saying that you were a middle-of-the-pack program? I mean, what exactly are you talking about here?
I just said we weren't bottom of the barrel, but we couldn't even win the East when Florida and Tennessee were horrible last three years.
You didn't win the East last year either, though.
Yes, Florida was a great team last year. Well, they were
team, and they got smoked by Oklahoma. Oof, yeah, I watched that
never,
game. That
again,
was
you
terrible.
You just mentioned context. Context would be that
hold
we
on,
had
hold
a
on.
Do,
do you remember? Do you remember the? Oh, that's. Oh, you live in the land of excuses. Got it. Okay.
No,
I was talking about
just making excuses for South Carolina situation.
No,
but see, it matters. It matters when their guys are hurt, but when Georgia's guys
are
out, no, that's just
talking about. You're talking in circles, sir. Try to stay on.
I'm talking about what you just said about South Carolina's receiver situation. Or not receiver, but quarterback situation. I'm thinking Georgia with the receivers. But South Carolina has a grad assistant now starting at quarterback. I want to know, do they have any grad assistants at the receiver spot who still have some eligibility left? Because apparently we're going to need them.
At Georgia, you think you're going to need that?
Yes. Yes, we have four five-stars out at that position.
Okay. Well, I mean,
you want me to name them?
Sure. If it makes you feel better, go ahead. That way, we'll have
it
on record.
Sure, I'll go ahead. You know, because if I don't, you'll accuse me of false statements. Dominic Blaylock, 5-star out. George Pickens, 5-star out. Gilbert, 5-star out.
Gilbert's
Washington,
a tight end.
5-star out. They're receivers. They catch the ball.
Well, so do running backs. What's your point?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Ch-ch-chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Tight ends don't take handoffs.
Tight ends block.
they're receivers. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. The passing game, okay? Find me one more team who has five stars out, or four or five stars, whatever it is.
If I cared, but the reality is that they're still going to lace up and go at it on Saturday. Are you implying that Georgia has no chance because they have no receivers?
It sure doesn't help, does it?
I'm not sure, man. I mean, from what I hear, JT Daniels invented football. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know.
Again, Rob, facts and carbs. Watch out for them. They'll kill you.
You're always welcome to call the program, sir. Thank you so much. Man, he gets upset. Bless his sweet little heart. Bless his sweet little heart. Couple of comments from Jonathan. Why doesn't Florida fall into the ocean? Very good, sir. Back out to the phones we go. Welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon.
I wanted to make some excuses for Clemson since we're doing that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Georgia fans are already talking about that like they've already lost the game. I mean, you heard what Beg and Megan just said. They lost 4 5-star receivers, and they lost this, and they lost that. And Mark Richt had the program where they couldn't win the East, but they weren't, you know, they weren't bad. And it's just the same old stuff from Georgia fans over and over and over.
Well, I mean, I can play along if he wants. I mean,
sure,
we got a linebacker that's starting for LSU this year. We got a quarterback starting for Northwestern. We got a running back starting for Wisconsin, and we got a quarterback starting for Georgia. Five star. Let me tell you something, bro. Clemson is going to shut down whoever you put out there. The receivers aren't going to be able to get off the line, and the quarterback is going to be running for his life the entire game. This defensive line is nothing like anybody in the history of college football has ever seen. Woo!
You know, he does have a valid point. I wonder if Beg and Megan knows that. You know, starting Hunter Johnson's a 5-star quarterback that's up at Northwestern. Malusi, I believe is his name, was like fifth string running back at Clemson, transferred out to go to Wisconsin. Like, Beg and Megan doesn't want to hear that. All he wants to hear is, oh my goodness, Kirby Smart needs 50 wide receivers that are 5 stars so we can have a chance to not suck. That's basically what I hear when Beg and Megan starts his stuff and he says that carbs are my biggest problem. Get out of here with that nonsense, dude. When you say stuff like that, what you're saying is that I can't carry on a conversation with you because my football team that I support and I love so much can't back me up. That's exactly what that says. So I'll make fun of Chunky Boy Rob, which, by the way, if Beg and Megan tried to work out with me, I would smoke him. Okay? And that's an absolute fact. Let's head back out to the phones. And good afternoon. Welcome to the Rundown.
What's going on, Rob?
What's going on, buddy? What do you got for the show today?
I was going to say that Beg and Megan is a dumbass.
Easy.
And that Georgia is going to lose.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Anything else?
You're welcome, bud.
All right. Well, people don't like Beg and Megan. Just saying. Go Bucks says Georgia still has more five stars. Tracy says five of our 19 five stars are out. We don't stand a chance. Oh, goodness. You're hilarious over there. Go Bucks says, Rob, I think the pressure is on Clemson to win the game because of the injuries and the strength of their schedule. You know, when you look at Clemson's schedule after the Georgia game, there really isn't a game that pops out on there. There really isn't. So you're probably right about that. And I've said from a while back that I think whoever loses this game probably is out of the CFP picture. Just saying. Quick break, and we come back. We'll have more for you here on The Rundown, 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. That is the number to call. If you'd like to join us here on the show, we'll be right back on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Arbeth Todd responding to Beg and Megan says, okay, so if they weren't an average top 10 program, they were top 15, but they're also an average top 6 in recruiting over that 20-year span. So Kirby took over a program with talent. Facts for you. Now, well, see, recruiting rankings, they only matter, like, you know, during recruiting season to Georgia fans, because once that talent hits the field, it doesn't bring them national titles. I mean, they weren't doing recruiting rankings in 1980, were they? Just saying. Just saying. 803-978-1832. Clemson fans, do you think that Clemson should schedule Georgia every year? And, you know, we're getting to a point now where stuff like this is probably going to happen. I mean, Florida is scheduling non-conference opponents outside of the state of Florida. I mean, that's almost like, what has it been, like 20-something years since they played a non-conference road game that was outside of the state? They're going to do that. So we could, in theory, have that where Clemson every year will play two teams from what is now the SEC East with South Carolina and Georgia every year. That could theoretically happen. Clemson could, in theory, if Notre Dame joins the schedule, they could have a schedule every year with, or at least every other year, with North Carolina, Notre Dame, South Carolina, and Georgia, if they set it up that way. People that talk about schedule, when you have one-third of your schedule that's that, it's kind of hard to poke holes in that. Go Bucks says, yeah, that should be a rivalry. Sergeant AR-10 says, name one national title South Carolina's won in football. I can't do that, sir. Clemson Dave says, yes, they should play, and A&M. Maybe Clemson and Oklahoma. Okay. Jimmy says, isn't Clemson part of an alliance that doesn't schedule ACC or SEC teams? So they haven't said that about the alliance yet. I mean, they're still scheduling SEC teams anyway. So I don't know exactly how that's going to work out, to be completely honest with you. When you step back, that alliance, what good is the alliance? If they really wanted to have a response to the SEC, where the SEC getting Texas and Oklahoma is great for the conference. By the way, stepping out of the box for a second, that makes the SEC one of the toughest baseball conferences anyway. But if you're adding Texas and Oklahoma to your league, that's the best baseball conference ever. Ever. So we'll get into more of that when we get towards baseball season when that happens. But on the football front, yeah, it's great for the SEC. But if they were trying to, you know, the whole stimulus response thing where you do something, we respond to you, this response to the SEC is laughable. Sankey is down there laughing hysterically. Oh, let me guess. The three conferences are going to get together, and they can still schedule our schools, but they're not really doing anything. What the hell is that? They need to be savages, ladies and gentlemen. They need to walk in swinging. And what I mean by that is that when you come in, say, you know what? You did this, SEC, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to set it up where our current contracts, we'll honor those. But after that, we're not going to play you guys anymore. And we're going to set up an elite 6 to 8 games a season that are going to be nothing but made-for-TV matchups. And we're going to have, we'll have 8, which means we'll have 1 every week. We'll have a Clemson versus Ohio State 1 week. We'll have an Oregon versus Michigan 1 week. We'll have a Florida State versus Notre Dame 1 week. I mean, matchups that people theoretically could care a lot about. And we're going to put that right into the middle of the schedule, and we're going to make ESPN decide, do we want to have a setup where we can, but they have to make a choice and make it hard on them. I think that's the way that that you could do that. But what they've done is they basically just came together and said, kind of with their hat in their hand, and said, you know what? We really can't do much because of what Texas and Oklahoma have done. So we're kind of screwed. The alliance, in my opinion, is probably one of the biggest jokes that we've had in a long, long time. A long, long time. Anyway, you can respond to that. Should Clemson play Georgia every year? 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Blake says, made for TV matchups with Washington State versus Wake Forest and Oregon State versus Syracuse. Blake is missing the point. Eight relevant matchups every year. Like, we people get jacked up to watch Mizzou play Arkansas, sir. Or Mississippi State play anyone. Come on, man. Nobody cares about those matchups outside of Starkville, outside of Mizzou. No one cares. No one cares. Okay? I'm talking about making great matchups. Great matchups. That's the way that it should be. You have those matchups where they're made for television, and you make it hard for ESPN to say, you know what? Man, we've got to have that one. Sorry. That's the way to do it. But the way they've come about it, not so much. Also, if you want to sound off on the uniforms, Coach Beamer making the great comment today, doesn't matter what we wear. This is what we're going to wear. We're not going to worry about it. We could take more time to figure out how to beat our opponents. The whole thing where people tweet out about battle gear for this week, you look stupid when you go out in your battle gear and you lose by 3 touchdowns. It's ridiculous. Blake says, that's not what TV ratings say. Okay, I'll tell you what. If we have Clemson versus Ohio State with Mississippi State versus anybody else, you think people are going to watch Clemson and Ohio State or the Mississippi State matchup? I'll wait. Once again, 8 made-for-TV matchups every season, where you go week 1 through 8, and then you have, you know, 3 weeks basically off, and then you have your rivalry week. That's what the alliance should have been set up to do. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. We got to talk a little bit about Cam Newton when we come back. He basically said, what a strange situation up there with Cam Newton. I'm wondering what exactly was behind the scenes that was going on with all of that. But Cam Newton said, hey, I'm QB1 the other day, and then, yeah, not so much anymore. Also, Stephon Gilmore, he's out for the first 6 weeks of the season. Have we seen him for the last time in a Patriots uniform? And we'll talk about that when we come back. Cuts around the NFL today, some of them more interesting than others. We'll get into that when we come back here on The Rundown. By the way, podcast will be up for the show at 5 o'clock today. Make sure that you check that out. Make sure that you check that out, all right? Andre online says, I find it funny how UCLA is feeling themselves after they beat the mighty Hawaii. They did put up 44 points, sir. I'm not saying they're going to beat LSU, but I'm just saying they'll be probably, I'm guessing, 1,500 people at the Rose Bowl this weekend when UCLA matches up with LSU, because they don't care about college football out there. So... They may care. The fan base may care. They're not going to show up, though. Anyway, by the way, full previews, full picks, by the way, against the spread on Friday. I'm working with my simulations and everything else. We'll give you our picks against the spread. 72% in the week one matchups. That's where I sit as we head into, or the week zero matchups. There you go. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you want to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. segment of the Rundown this afternoon. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832 is the number to call. If you'd like to join us here on the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. You can also find us on Twitter at RobSoundsGood. Some folks sent me some stuff on Twitter about some of the stuff that that Beg and Megan said today. Oof. We may just save those. It's stuff he already knows, but I don't want to completely ruin his afternoon. So we'll hold on to that for later on. Wow. Beg and Megan is like, he's like the classic, like old wrestling heel. People just get angry with him. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He probably wears a nice shirt. Runs around looking pretty good. Anyway, 803-978-1832. A couple of things before we get out of here. I mentioned Stephon Gilmore. He's been put on the physically unable to perform list, the PUP list, as they call it in the NFL, which means he cannot play until game 6 of the season. And the other thing with that is that, you know, he had a torn hamstring. He did it in week 15 of last year. So I kind of thought this was going to happen. I think that's, you know, the general, it takes a while for that to heal up there, but maybe he's played his last game in a patch uniform. We shall see on that. The other thing, the Patriots made a decision on their quarterback. Cam Newton has been cut. Now there's talk that the Dallas Cowboys may be in the works to try to sign Cam Newton. I don't know how that's going to work out. I don't think Newton wants to go anywhere where he's going to be QB2. I don't think that's in his system. My thing with Cam Newton is that he always seems to be a guy that cries a lot. Remember how he acted in the Super Bowl when the Panthers went to the Super Bowl? He just seems like he's just a crybaby, sitting on the sidelines with a towel on his head. Not really the way that you want to go out. But anyway, they are going a different directions. Andre says, Mac Jones beat a bum. Ouch. 803-978-1832. Out to the phones we go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Rundown.
What's up, man? This is Clemson Tiger fan.
Hey, man, what you got for the program today?
Also, this is kind of random, but I was going to say, I was talking to my buddy about this. A couple of my buddies about this a few times. It's kind of weird. Like, I know college football kind of, you go through players, you know, every three, four years, just totally different teams. You know, like I've seen like the Taj teams, the Jones teams, the Trevor teams. Now I'm about to see the DJU team. But this is the first time where I'm seeing the NFL change, where you got Breeze is retiring or has retired, and Brady and Rodgers is going to be gone soon. Phillip Rivers is gone. So, like, is it – so I don't have any experience with this. Is it different seeing the NFL shift their players than it is, like, college, or is it just kind of a seamless thing like colleges?
Well, in
does
my –
does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. You're talking about the transition from quarterbacks in the NFL who – have 10, 15-year careers, whereas in college you have 4-year careers. I think that's what makes college football better, in my opinion, because you have to be able to maintain your level of talent throughout the years, meaning that you can sign your quarterback for 5 years and then, boom, you're good to go for those 5 years in theory as long as they keep performing. In college, you can get a guy and he can be there 3 years and he's done. He's done. So that's just the way that it is. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of the big difference there with the NFL and college. But it's been kind of weird seeing guys like Drew Brees go out who've been there for the longest of long times. I mean, Drew Brees was there when I was, like, in college. So
yeah,
that's a long time ago.
It's just weird.
It is weird.
It's just weird, like – that's it's cool when like you're worried that it's not going to be the same, you know. Like I grew up watching Rodgers, and I used to hate on Brady. Now I'm kind of a Brady fan, but it's just weird because they're going to be gone soon too, and eventually it's just going to be the new guys. Patrick Mahomes is going to take over, and Lamar Jackson, and if Deshaun can get his stuff fixed up, maybe him too. But
yeah, well, time rolls on, man. You can't defeat Father Time. The only college, though, you get your 3 to 4 years and you're out. So, yeah, there's that. Anyway, hey, man, thanks for calling the program. Appreciate it. Go Bucks Online says, you don't remember young Aikman. Yeah, Aikman went, what, 1-15 in his first season with the Dallas Cowboys, threw like 29 interceptions, some crazy number like that. I don't remember the exact stat, but he was not that good. Blake says, the Patriots lifted their curse with one Cam Newton cut. Let's make sure that we put this out there. The Patriots are what some people consider to be the model franchise in the NFL. So Andre says he'd like to know what Cam Newton fans have to say. You know, there's still folks that think that I was tweeting back and forth with somebody the other night about that they think that Cam Newton physically is one of the more gifted quarterbacks in the NFL. You can make that argument. He's only, what, 30, 31, something like that? And you would think that he has a lot more time left in the NFL. If I went for just the physical quarterback, and I know people are looking at me like I'm silly when I say this, you got to respect Russell Wilson. The guy was the guy could have played baseball. He's a world-class athlete, and he can make the throws, move around outside the pocket, takes hits, gets back up. I mean, in my opinion, he's one of the more physical quarterbacks in the NFL. Just because he's smaller doesn't mean that he's not physical. Let's see here. Andre says, Cam Newton has the gifts. It's all in his head. You can make that argument, too. You can make that argument, too. Blake says, when the fans saw Cam not going after fumbles, they stopped cheering for him. Look, I think there's a section of fans that saw him with the towel on his head on the sidelines. And that didn't work out well for those fans. So there's that, too. And once again, once you get to a point where the Panthers were pretty much done, I mean, they could have kept Cam Newton if they thought he was going to be the future there. And they've went through, what, two quarterbacks since then? Three quarterbacks, whatever it is? Now, is Mac Jones the answer for the New England Patriots? We'll find out. Bill Belichick thinks he can win with him. Otherwise, they wouldn't have cut Cam Newton. If he thought Cam Newton could get him one more win, he would have kept him. Now, here's the other thing. Could this come down to COVID? There's been some tweets out there talking about, yeah, if Cam Newton's going to sign somewhere else, they're going to make him get the vaccine. Cam Newton may not get the vaccine. There's that, too. Remember we talked earlier this week about the Rutgers player, that four-star player that said, yeah, I'm not going to school because they're making everyone take the vaccine. I wonder if that's going to be the way in the NFL. To sign with our team, you need to take the vaccine. That may be out there. All right. Tomorrow on the program, we'll start diving into the matchups with Clemson and Georgia. We'll look at some numbers. We'll try to have a guest on tomorrow that I'm working on. In addition to that, we'll look at some of the stuff with Eastern Illinois, even though it's going to be a kind of a one-sided matchup there for South Carolina. And we'll look at the Carolina Panthers as they make their final roster cuts. We'll get into that tomorrow here on the Rundown. Don't forget, Lawton Swan is the czar of Clemson sports. Be sure to follow him on Twitter at Clemson Sports. He is up next.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
You can follow him on Twitter, as I said, at Clemson Sports. I'm on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good. I will be back tomorrow here on the Rundown. Don't forget the podcast and the blog page, all up and rolling. You can download the podcast whenever you want. It's like DVR on the radio. Be sure to check that out. And you can also get the latest information at FoxSportsRadio1400.com. More of the Rundown tomorrow right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.